Investors are already responding to what's in the tax cut deal and what isn't.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, the political fallout continues over the president's compromise with Republican leaders to temporarily extend tax cuts and unemployment benefits. But there's market fallout as well. Investors are dumping government bonds. Marketplace's David Gura has more now from Washington.
Investors were worried about the deficit. The tax plan the president announced yesterday would add hundreds of billions of dollars to it. That means we'll probably see the Treasury Department sell more bonds in the future. Guy Labat is a strategist with Janney Montgomery Scott. He says investors have to respond.
Because the tax cuts are going to create a little bit more deficit spending in 2011 and 2012, that means the government will need to issue more bonds, and then the supply goes up and the value of bonds outstanding declines a little bit.
President Obama says the tax plan may not help cut the deficit today, but at a news conference yesterday, he said, look, tax cuts, tax credits, they may help in the long term.
We can do a whole bunch of other stuff, but if the economy is not growing, if the private sector is not hiring faster than it's currently hiring, then we are going to continue to have problems no matter how many programs we put into place.
The administration hopes these initiatives, this spending, will kickstart growth. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Well, what about the stuff that didn't make it into the tax cut compromise? That's alarming some investors as well. Some thought a part of last year's stimulus package called the Build America Bond Program would be included. It wasn't, and it's set to expire at the end of the year. To help explain what we're talking about, let's bring in Toby Rittner. He's with the Council of Development Finance Agencies, and he joins us now from Columbus, Ohio. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us what the Build America Bonds program is all about and what's it done so far.
The Build America Bond program was passed in the stimulus in 2009, and the idea behind it is to give cities and states and local governments the opportunity to continue to invest in bridges and roads and sewers over the period of the recession we had over the past 2 years.
So Congress steps in and helps. How do they do that? Well, how does the federal financing work?
When a community decides to issue Build America bonds for their projects, they're sold on Wall Street to investors, but the federal government provides a subsidy back to the community to buy down the interest rate on that bond. So effectively, they're getting low-cost financing for the community.
And that subsidy from the federal government makes enough of a difference that communities are being able to issue more bonds than they would otherwise.
It has made an overwhelming difference. There's been upwards of 2,000 projects nationwide, resulting in roughly $150 billion of investment, hundreds of thousands of jobs, and you can just drive through any state or any community and you will see the projects. These are the orange cone projects that you're seeing all over the country right now.
I can hear the skeptics right now saying, if we extend it for another year, then a year from now, people are going to want to extend it further. How long can the federal government step in and support the municipal bond market in this way?
We don't support a long-term extension. Keep in mind, when they created these programs in 2009, it took the U.S. government a solid 10 months to really understand how any of these programs worked. And so we really are only looking at about a 12-month period where we were able to really put these resources to use. Right now, we estimate there's probably somewhere of 250 to 350 projects around the country that are contemplating the use of Build America bonds. With 25 days left in the current year, it's unlikely that even a fraction of those would be able to close in time and become real projects.
Well, we'll see what Congress decides to do about that. Toby Rittner, who runs the Council of Development Finance Agencies, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Well, the news that the Build America Bonds program won't make it into the tax cut deal is sending prices down on even the safest municipal bonds. Let's see what else is going on in global markets right now. It's a mixed bag in Europe right now. Stocks are down in London, up in Paris. Here in the U.S., mortgage rates are creeping higher. The average rate on a 30-year fixed is now 4.6%. Also, oil prices have jumped above $90 a barrel, and analysts say they may eclipse the $100 mark next year. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 3 points to close at 11,359.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. By Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at Microsoft.com/cloud. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE.
To London now, where pub owners say they're being hit from two directions. The global economic slowdown means people are buying fewer drinks, and the housing collapse has reduced property values. As the BBC's John Bithrie reports, for many pubs, that double whammy is leaving the pint glass half empty.
It's the most British of British institutions. But the recession, rising taxes on alcohol, and a smoking ban have all hit Britain's pubs hard. Simon Hall from pub property consultants Florets says Brits are also buying more alcohol in stores and avoiding the pub.
Supermarkets have been using alcohol as a loss leader and selling it at less than it costs them to buy. So the availability of ridiculously cheap alcohol has given the people that are cautious about spending anyway the massive opportunity to buy even more alcohol and drink it at home and therefore not go to the pub.
According to the industry, 38 pubs are shutting every week in the UK. Some actually end up as stores or fast food outlets. So many landlords will be hoping the all-important Christmas party season can add a bit of froth to flat profits. In London, I'm the BBC's John Bithrie for Marketplace.
And finally, how do you get people to drive below the speed limit? Well, how do you get people to do anything? You bribe them. An American named Kevin Richardson won a contest in Sweden with this idea. Using traffic cameras, you take pictures of all drivers, and everyone who drives below the speed limit gets entered into a lottery. So the fines paid by the speeders end up rewarding some of the people who are obeying the law. I do see one loophole to this, though. If you want to game the system, couldn't you just drive around the block thousands of times a day at 20 miles per hour? Increase your odds. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
American Public Media.
Corporate downsizing left a lot of men feeling powerless and forced them to ask tough questions about their roles as men, husbands, and fathers.
Blue-collar workers were angry, upset about what had happened to them, but they weren't crushed in the same way that the white-collar workers were.
I'm Tess Vigeland, an interview with the director of the new film, The Company Men, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.